Welcome to a Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. 1 Corinthians was written to meet pressing problems in that congregation in Corinth. They suffered from division and immorality. There was an abuse of the Lord's Supper, holdover conduct characteristic of heathenism, a lack of brotherliness, near reference, confusion about cardinal points in the doctrine of Christ, and many other matters of sinful conduct and ignorance. These were trying times for the people of God in Corinth. Pressures were against them from within and from without, and they were not responding to them as they ought. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, sent words of rebuke and correction, but also instruction alongside of sentiments of admonition and encouragement. For these Christians to continue as they were would mean the loss of their souls, because God does not accept sin and error of people even when they are His children. The church has never seen an age when it did not face problems. The church faces many threats and dangers in our time. The guidance that deity gave the churches in New Testament times, how to be faithful, is relevant and necessary for churches today. And in this lesson, we shall consider 4 of 5 exhortations to Christians and study the 5th one in a second lesson, as is presented to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Paul wrote, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity." Now, Paul advised his brethren as a commander would his troops, or maybe as a sentry on duty. He was mindful of the war between the forces of good and evil, and how Christians, as God's soldiers in his army, they must be alert and on guard and ready and prepared and attentive and always giving heed to the dangers of the soul that thrust upon him from Satan. Our enemy is the devil, 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Therefore the devil, also known as the tempter, 1 Corinthians 7, 5, makes it essential for Christians to be alert. In Mark 14, 38, Jesus had said, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." We as Christian people must be on guard against deception. "Take heed, lest any man deceive you." And after citing the Israelites as examples of what not to imitate, Paul wrote, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall," 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. We are urged by Christ to be watchful in view of his return, Matthew 13, 32 and 33. We endanger our souls if we are careless, if we are spiritually asleep, if we are indifferent toward sin, if we are negligent of our growth in Christ, and thereby make ourselves subjects to be easily overcome by the enemy. Ezekiel chapter 33, 1 through 9, is a classic and oft-quoted passage of Scripture that emphasizes the need of watchmen, watchfulness, not only for the watchman's sake, but for the sake of others. There will be no preservation of our spiritual welfare if we ignore the teaching to watch ye. Furthermore, the faith refers to the religion of which Jesus is the Christ, the author, and the founder. The faith is the entire Christian system, including the teaching of morality, things to observe, the work, the worship, the standards, the priorities, the goals, the ideals, the values, the purposes in life, as well as all other points of doctrine in the revelation of the doctrine of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, Paul admonished, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Like a mighty tree with roots running deep will hold firm against the strongest of adverse winds, like the rock of Gibraltar that does not forsake its position, like the surging sea-going vessel that plows through stormy waves though beaten on every side, but remains on course, ever moving toward its destination of a harbor of safety, so we must be as we move toward the eternal safety of heaven. Paul admonishes faithfulness, which simply means to keep on keeping on. Friend, both the old and the young in Christ must learn to resist the currents of sin and not allow themselves to be tossed to and fro. And this can only be accomplished by establishing firm convictions grounded upon thus saith the Lord. It demands strong resolutions and determination to stand faithful in Christ against whatever may present itself to lead us astray, whether that influence comes from within the ranks of the church or from any other source of whatever magnitude. We must learn to say no to the ways of the sinful world, Romans 12:1-2. And we must say yes to the duties and the obligations the Christian assumes when he comes from the waters of baptism. This means denying self. This means putting God first. This means faithfulness to and in the Lord's church. Nothing is more important. Paul said, "Watch ye." Paul said, "Stand fast in the faith." And there is a similarity between steadfastness and stubbornness. The first is commendable. The second is contemptible. Both give the impression of standing firm, but steadfastness is standing firm in the way of the Lord, while stubbornness is simply standing firm in your own will. It's the opposite of denying self. One person standing firm in righteousness encourages others to also stand firm. Consider the lives of Moses and Joshua, David and Paul. One student being faithful under temptation will lead other students to be faithful. One member of the family being immovable in Christ will lead the entire family in that direction. One congregation unwilling to bend before the pressures to conform to digression and liberalism may well be just what other congregations need to see in order to be encouraged to do the same thing and remain faithful. Every Christian should strive to be a spiritual Stonewall Jackson, a great warrior of the Confederacy, who in 3 years of warfare never suffered a defeat in battle, even though usually outnumbered in both men and weapons. In the first conflict at Bull Run in May 1861, as his troops were about to break and run, Jackson rode his horse into the heat of the battle and refused to give ground. He stood like a stone wall. That's where he got his nickname. His soldiers saw him. They rallied, turning the tide of battle in their favor. What a great influence for good is any Christian who stands for truth and stands for right, even in the midst of the hordes of error. And here's the admonition to quit ye like men. Now this admonition has to do with our conduct. Paul urges his brethren to quit, which simply means behave. Behave like mature people. Behave in a manly fashion, being noble in your conduct. Many problems are caused and agitated by petty and childish behavior. Paul teaches Christians, as soldiers under fire, to be grave rather than cowardly, mature and manly rather than weak and compromising. If there is something the Lord's church of our day sorely needs among preachers and elders and members generally, it is the maturity not to compromise with error. Paul knew from personal experience the severity of persecution, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He knew the hardship imposed by problems and pressures. He cautioned against discouragements and disappointments. He stressed that his brethren develop a quality of boldness and character and intelligence to act like spiritually mature people. Some brethren have to be constantly pampered and petted and begged to do as they ought. They pout and they throw their tantrums if they do not get their way. They put their grievances on the shoulders, just daring anyone to touch them. Such things are marks of immaturity, unbecoming of a child of God. A source of strife among brethren is the fuel that ignites into a blazing destruction. Paul urged these Christians in Corinth to face life head on, even in times of stress, and be not fearful, not whimpering, not sullen, but conduct themselves in a manly fashion that should characterize a follower of Christ. And then he admonished, "Be strong." Friend, without spiritual strength, we simply cannot accomplish the first three admonitions. To be strong is something more easily said than attained, however. Strength in the Lord does not come by accident. It doesn't come by some kind of chance operation. Many remain weak throughout life because they do not exert themselves properly in doing what is essential to gain the strength that is needed. And just as we cannot grow physically without proper food and activity and care, it is also true that we cannot grow spiritually without proper nourishment and spiritual exercise. The food for the soul is the Word of God. The activity needed is the service and work that God has commissioned and authorized for the church. Those who are seldom in attendance at worship, who consider the services as something optional, who are not regular students of the Word, who do not make themselves available for the work to be done, whose lives are inconsistent with their professed faith, soon become spiritually emaciated. Growing in strength, friend, is not an optional matter. It is a command from deity, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He expects us to do what he says. God commands it. He's informed us how we are to grow. And to not grow is disobedience. Therefore, to refuse to do those things necessary for growth is defiance against God. How could it be considered otherwise? Growth comes gradually, of course. It does not come when the efforts are made immediately. But nothing is asked of us by our Lord that we cannot do. God has provided the food, and brethren are willing to help each other. Parents must grow for their own sake, but also for the sake of their children, and for the sake of the church, and for the sake of righteousness in the world. Leaders must be strong. How can the strong bear the burdens of the weak if they are not strong ones? Galatians 6 and verse 2. Friend, let us consider these four admonitions in a very serious way, in a very sincere way. Then let us proceed, as we study the fifth, to make sure that we listen to these things. An admonition that is a direction and encouragement to faithfulness and Christ-likeness that God desires in each one of his children. Yes, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you, behave you like men. And be strong. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.